This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to look at an important aspect of the Islamic lifestyle, and that being performance of salah. When it comes to nurturing salah in the lives of our children, we find that salah, on one hand, is a very important part of the Islamic identity. And on the other hand, we find that salah needs to be nurtured in a gradual process, in a timely manner, such that the children are gradually introduced to salah from the beginning of their lives till the time they become baligh, or they reach their age of maturity, when salah actually becomes an obligation on them. The question that arises here is, who is the best person to lead this process of nurturing salah? When we look at the Holy Quran and when we look at the Islamic traditions, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this important and exceptional responsibility of nurturing His worship on the shoulders of the parents themselves. We find a verse of the Holy Quran that openly and clearly tells the parents and says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. When this verse was revealed to the Holy Prophet, which means that enjoin your family towards salah, and you yourself be patient and perseverant with it. Indeed, this was revealed to the Holy Prophet, and the first and the best person to act on it as a role model was the Holy Prophet himself. When this verse was revealed, he would go to the door of his daughter's house, Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha, every day, and he would knock and remind them to perform salah. Obviously, it was a family that was already very keen on performing salah, but as the order from Allah came that enjoin salah on your family, he would do that, and he would encourage all Muslims to do so when it came to their own families. And he also himself would be patiently and perseverantly keeping his salah front and center. So on one hand, we find that the responsibility lies with the parents, that they begin the process, they manage the process, they guide the process of nurturing salah in the lives of their children. Since they are the ones who are constantly attached to the children, they're constantly available as well, and they have more resources at hand than any other human being to introduce salah and to enjoin it to the children. We find this to be a very important aspect, especially as parents, that when we perform salah ourselves and we pay attention, it lays the seeds in the hearts and minds of the children that an important part of a Muslim's life is to perform salah. Once this is established, the children themselves begin to value salah, and they themselves wish to be at the forefront of performance of salah. Obviously, at times we need to keep in mind that teaching and inculcation of salah needs to be done gradually and without pressure and excess, and keeping in mind the capacities of the children front and center, so that the children do not get, on one hand, driven away or bored from salah. Indeed, as parents, it's a very important responsibility that we need to take on our shoulders. It is a Quranic injunction. At the same time, it is the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.